This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
To International Women's Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. According to who? I don't know. Maybe the World Health Organization did have something to do with that, Super Don. But we're not having any part of it here, as you hear the Wookiee cry out for women everywhere. Leave the Wookiee alone. He doesn't like to lose. I think the wife of the Prime Minister of Canada, if I'm not mistaken, is that who this is that said, you know what, we should be honoring men on International Women's Day?
Oh, what trouble she got into for that.
Did she get into trouble for that?
Oh, there was a huge backlash online, on social media. Women were just
woman.
Like, I don't even know where to start. How could she, what? And then Chewbacca went, oh, you know, and yeah, it was on.
Wow. I hardly know what to say about this. The International Women's Day. And I'm looking at this poster. I don't know if maybe we put it in the show notes, but it looks like it's straight out of the Socialist United Workers Party.
You are right. And that was from a live feed that was going on today at Washington, D.C. We're talking about International Women's Day, right?
Yeah.
Well, this happens to be coinciding with another... I don't know if you'd call it a holiday, but you remember like couple weeks ago they had a day without migrants?
A day without migrants, yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes.
And so they've now come out today is a day without a woman.
A day without a woman.
Called. Yes.
Now, I read one meme that said, one guy was happy because he could watch sports all day and no one would interrupt him. Did you see that? He's not going to get in trouble at all. Not at all, right?
Yes. That's true. That's true. But today is the day, just like they have with the day without a migrant, that women were supposed to kind of go on strike, not show up for work, and congregate and protest. And this protest was going on in D.C., and they had this poster where it was like women, working women rising, and it's got the clenched fist that is the symbol of the Socialist Party.
Wow. I'm telling you, women, if you're going to get behind socialism, just go to Venezuela and find out how good that is for women, much less children. Men, for that matter, even though Trudeau's wife got in trouble for saying, maybe we should acknowledge men today. Symbolism, right? I get symbolism, but I think symbolism without substance. I mean, it's like the Women's March on D.C. against Trump. all women are invited unless they're pro-life, right? Not a lot of consistency. So it becomes a political agenda, whether it's a socialism agenda, a pro-abortion agenda. Ladies, get it together. And I know that many of the ladies in this audience already have it together, and they're probably not participating in a socialist march claiming to be for women internationally. And, you know, if you haven't figured it out, you're probably not listening to this show.
No!
Yeah, exactly. Even Homer knows.
Well, and let's, you know, make no mistake about it. It's not like we are anti-woman.
We are not
anti-woman.
Or
we are anti-equality.
Not at
all. Or we are anti-fair, you know, pay. Or, I mean, that to me, that stuff's a no-brainer. And I know that there are things going on in society that are unfair, that are unjust, and those things do need to be dealt with. But it's, you know, you don't have to have this socialist march on D.C. In order to accomplish those things. Because, you know what, it doesn't matter how many people march around and carry signs and wear hats in the shape of genitalia, you know, and all of this stuff. That is not going to fix the problem. It's not like suddenly thousands of women who were being treated unfairly across the country suddenly were the problem was solved.
Yeah, I mean, if it was an International Man's Day, we'd probably be saying the same thing.
Or how about a day?
Yeah, I know. But we're
consistent. Should we have a day without men?
A day without men. How about some men without hats?
There we go.
You can dance if you want to. That would
That's
be fine.
Right. That's right.
You know what the women should be protesting and marching for? The abolition of allopathic medicine when it comes to their bodies. Because the men that run it, even the women that become masculinized in the medical allopathic medical profession, they just love ripping out your body parts, ladies. I'm not exaggerating. You know it. Angelina Jolie, right? Remove your breasts because they might cause cancer later. No, the breasts don't cause cancer. And let's get those ovaries, that womb, that pesky uterus, right? Get that out of there. God didn't know what he was doing. Oh, wait, she didn't know what she was doing, right? Of course, it becomes who do we say or what do we say God? God doesn't have a gender, right? It's beyond gender. But the idea, of course, is that, you know, we're protesting because I basically now nobody likes Trump. Or if you do like Trump, they hate you because you like Trump. I mean, there's so much anger and hatred. Just you're not allowed to like the guy at all. You know, maybe he's a bit misogynistic. Right? We've talked about this. But man, oh man, there's some nasty stuff going on out there that's way worse than misogyny, including pedophilia, including the experimentation on children with vaccinations. Drugs, the leading cause of death, could be considered the third. I would say first, second, and third. And of course, ladies, the medical profession basically saying, hey, your uterus needs to be ripped out, and while we're in there, let's get rid of your ovaries. Ovaries are us, you know, body part removal service. That's where you should be standing against the male-dominated allopathic thought form that women's bodies are to be experimented upon as well. That, to me, is something I can stand with you ladies on to say, protect your body parts. As I said, the lady doctor should reach out in vengeance, not that I'm into vengeance, and take away men's testicles at the rate that men take away women's ovaries. And then we'll see how quick allopathic medicine is reformed.
No, please do not do that. I don't approve. No.
Yeah. You'll sound like Helen Reddy. Although Helen Reddy had a pretty deep voice.
She did.
Lady.
She did.
Good. I loved her.
Anyway, look, I mean, it's whatever. People have the right to. I mean, that's part of being in this country.
We do not argue against rights.
Yeah, go ahead.
March for socialism if you want. I might point out the fallacy of doing so, but at least if you know what you're getting into, don't go in there and it's like, oh, we're here for socialism? I thought we were here for women, right? No, go to Venezuela and find out how bad a march that is in reality. Hey, did you know that 65% of doctors are getting kickbacks from Big Pharma? Are you surprised?
I kind of assumed, but...
Yeah. Was it ProPublica or Pierce Pharma, one of those groups?
ProPublica.
Yeah, they've looked at this over the years. But there's another study that came out, surveyed more than 3,500 adults, linked their doctors to data from Open Payments, a government website that reports pharmaceutical and device industry payments to physicians. And guess what? Lo and behold, 65% of the people surveyed had visited a doctor within the past year that had received payments or gifts from drug or medical device companies. And guess what? They were being prescribed those drugs or devices. Right? Who's buttering your bread, doc? Come on, man. This is human nature. Does anybody not get this? I mean, I don't know why this is even a question. Another study here. I think this is a study. Correct me if I'm wrong. This was in the JAMA Surgery Journal. Surgery or drugs? Doctors pay may influence their choice, right? So where are you getting your money? From surgery or from drugs? Well, I get it from drugs. Here's a prescription. I get it from surgery. Hey, let me book you into the OR. We've got a cut on you. Come on, really? This is how you're going to pay? A surgeon doesn't get paid unless he's doing surgery. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't surgeons out there that have integrity that would say, you know what, you really don't need surgery. Why don't you go a different route?
Well, and if I understand this correctly on this, there's basically two ways that a doctor can get paid. They can get paid just on a fee for
services?
Just treating you, yeah. Or they get paid per treatment.
Procedure. Yeah.
Procedure. And mm-hmm. So what they found was in the situation where the doctors were getting reimbursed for doing specific surgeries, they had a tendency to prescribe surgery more than anything else.
Yeah.
Which, again, I mean, I understand it's human nature that, you may have a few of the guys out there that just want to treat you and get you better regardless of whether it's going to put extra dollars in their pocket or not. But we are finding out that, quite often we are seeing doctors taking advantage of the situation where you may not necessarily need that surgery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super done.
But.
Yeah. You know, going into this, it would seem to be a common sense perspective. But in modern medicine, as it's done, it's the church, right? It's a mandated form of monopoly. There is no free market in a sense to say, let's have someone go out there and compete with a surgeon to say you don't need surgery. It's kind of like if I hung my shingle on the street corner or at an office complex and said, you know what, all of y'all going next door to the colorectal surgeon, let's have a look at you. Maybe we can prevent you from doing that. And, of course, the medical monopoly would immediately rear its ugly head through the state board, right, and say he's practicing medicine without a license. And basically it is a turf war. It's a turf protection scenario. And yet within that turf of the monopoly system, because there's really little to no freedom, you've got what is offered is everything but what you might want or actually need. And if you're in a system like this where you're going to get paid more, like, the quota for police officers to write tickets, they'll get a trip to, Dunkin' Donuts. That's a bad example. Not all cops go to Dunkin' Donuts. I get that. But the idea is, hey, yeah, man, if you get that 100 tickets in a month, we're going to do something nice for you. If you get 100 surgeries in a month, you're going to get a bonus. You prescribe our drug 100 times in a month, you're going to get a bonus. Human nature says, hey, I want to get some more money. That's my easy route to the big ticket. Plus, I'm $500,000 in arrears to the medical school that I went to. And if I don't pay that off, I'm not going to have my house. I can't send my kids to school either.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links up in the show notes. Go to robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on Genesis Communications Network, our syndicator, all out and around the radio stations all over this great land and around the world streaming live. Go to robertscottbell.com. You want to know more about what we do here and how you could be empowered to get well and stay well despite whatever the government says you have to do or you can't do regarding your health and your healing. This is a place where we ask not for permission where it's not required. And when it comes to healing and the Robert Scott Bell Show, their permission is never required. Now this brings me to the, well, the unhappy news of Obamacare not being repealed and replaced with nothing, at least thus far. The Republican light version we talked about yesterday, and it doesn't look like upon further review it's gotten any better, except for, again, Obama. He's not around except through the NSA and the CIA. Somehow he's probably still around there. But we got Trump saying, well, everything's up for negotiation because he's the art of the deal guy, right? And so if he meets with the Republican, the Freedom Caucus, he's going to get an earful. They're going to say, hey, look, this is not acceptable. But even so, when I did my Periscope video earlier today and from my garden, I talked about no matter what happens to Obamacare, whether it gets turned to Trump care, Republican care, whatever they're going to call it, Americare, there's no constitutional authority for the federal government to provide you with health care or prohibit you from seeking the health care that you want. It doesn't exist. So look to the 10th Amendment Center, my friends, and nullification. Nullify them on the state level, nullify them on a personal level, and continue to choose healing that is not of their universe, because by the time they get it, they're probably going to be long dead in Washington, D.C. Not because of anything I say or do, just because of what they're saying and doing, but they don't really get this concept. Now, a lot of people are standing in opposition to the so-called Republican light Obamacare.
And it's a really strange bedfellow scenario because, you know, the Republican Freedom Caucus says this ain't good, right? Doesn't go far enough for freedom. No real freedom of choice. But then there's the American Medical Association. They also oppose the GOP health care plan as it's written today. But remember, the AMA was the same group that said the Affordable Care Act is awesome, and they were for it with Obamacare, and they lost thousands of medical doctor members because of it. So them being against the Republican light version, no great shakes, no big deal. Therefore, anything that strengthens the mandatory participation of you going to a duly licensed allopathic AMA card-carrying medical doctor. And so I'm not surprised they're opposed to it, but they're opposed to it because it doesn't give you enough to go to see their members. It doesn't cover their members enough. Now, if their members were non-members, the doctor community is not, well, they're not good enough to compete for your health care dollar in a free market, then they're not good enough in a medical monopoly. Why would it be better under a mandated situation? And according to what Rand Paul has said, the mandate's not really fully eradicated. You must participate in some way, shape, or form. I don't think it's going to stick, but that's what they're saying. But no matter what happens, whatever Congress ultimately passes, whatever Trump ultimately signs, until you realize your place and your connection and your disconnection, if you will, from the federal corporate United States, you're going to always be beholden to whatever they tell you to do or not do because you believe that your rights come from them. Au contraire. That's the best I can do as far as French. Your rights don't come from government. They come from God, whatever you perceive that to be. And if you perceive that the only way you're going to get health care is if the Republicans don't cut off what Obama gave you, or only if the Republicans cut off what Obama gave some people, then you're looking at the wrong thing, the wrong place. The only thing government can do is prohibit you from doing that which you know to be right and true and that can actually help you. In other words, they're good at getting in your way. I want them out of your way. I want them out of my way. I want to have the freedom. In fact, they are out of my way. I already have the freedom to do what I want to do, although you risk certain things by engaging in exercising your rights. For instance, the right to use cannabis, a plant that God created. Some states have nullified federal prohibitions. We know that. But all states, you can legally get and lawfully get cannabidiol, CBD. But in all states, you can get lawfully cannabis in all of its forms, but not legally. And there's the distinction. If you've granted them jurisdiction over your body, then you have to ask for permission to do that which is your birthright. I hope that through this discussion we'll get wind of the fact that we're not creatures of government, we're creatures of God, and we act accordingly. We stand up to the bullies in the District of Columbia appropriately.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and a light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, y'all. We got a great show yet to happen. I mean, so far it's been okay, but you wait. What's going to happen next hour? We got Ty Bollinger going outside the box with me, as we always do, middle of the week, second hour, and We've invited Brother Tony Mohammed from the Nation of Islam to come on board and talk about the danger of vaccines, the attack and the assault of medical experimentation on all of our children. And you can see in the show notes, if you go to robertscottbell.com, a link to a video where Tony Mohammed was speaking with RFK Jr., with Del Bigtree, and others about this very issue. The World Mercury Project, the danger of the MMR, the CDC whistleblower issue and all, and he's on board with it. And that's a great ally to have, to reach out to another community that has been desperately assaulted, devilishly,
demonically assaulted by allopathic medicine in the guise of vaccines. So that's coming up, folks. Hey, if I say, hey, boys and girls, welcome back, do I need to say non-determinate transgenders as well? Super the rules change? Just think
well,
about that.
It just depends, I guess, on what company you're in at the time.
Right? Do I have to determine if the women I say are socialist or not based on today's date, World Socialist Women's Day?
Well, again, I don't think you really have to. I have a feeling they're probably not listening. But, you know, that reminds me because I saw a meme today talking about this Women's Day.
Uh-huh.
And it poses the question, it's like, how can you celebrate a Women's Day if gender is a social construct?
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what that means?
Well, listen, I'm playing Freshman Friday on a Wednesday.
Oh.
I just want you to spell it out for especially if anybody's listening at the CIA or NSA today.
Well, okay, there's this theory out there that gender is mm-hmm. something that was constructed by society and by government
okay.
to try and put people into certain classes and determine what their certain roles or behavior should be.
Okay.
And so that it's this big, like, conspiracy thing and stuff like that. So you get a lot of people out there, especially the kind of what we like to call the social justice warriors, mm-hmm. that want to talk about how, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't say him or her or whatever, you know, because gender it's a social construct. It's something that's fluid, something that, you know, is not predetermined or, you know, that doesn't exist yet. Mm-hmm. I'd be willing to bet there's a lot of these people out there that are jumping up and down and carrying signs and doing Chewbacca out there today. And to me, that's sort of contradictory.
Are they playing into the social construct then?
I believe they would be if they're celebrating Women's Day. I mean,
saying that the government is plotting to determine your social construct at birth? Are they like gluing a tallywhacker on some people and removing it on others and saying you're a man, you're a woman? I mean, is this what the game is? I thought I was clear about the government not being your creator.
Well, I guess not everybody's listening, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I guess we need to keep showing up, right?
Yeah, we'll keep showing up, and there are archives available through GCN and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and loads of other places, UK Health Radio, and of course right at robertscottbell.com, linking through the SoundCloud. And from time to time, y'all visit the website, which is very nice of you, and you sign up for email alerts, and then you also leave us a question or a comment of the day. For purposes of this theme song, it'll be a question or two.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our first question of the day is coming from Ben. Ben is writing about his daughter of 27 years. Gosh, I can't imagine I have a 27-year-old daughter. Your oldest daughter is how old now? Super Don? How old is your daughter?
26.
Almost 27.
Almost,
right there.
Yes,
I can't imagine that. I thought she was a teenager years ago. How did that happen?
She was a teenager years ago.
And my daughter's almost going to be one. It's crazy. What is going on here? Anyway, Ben says my daughter was diagnosed with lupus. Gosh, 27 and lupus. Any suggestions for supplements and food? She's trying to avoid prednisone and other medications. She appears tired and her joints ache. She cannot take supplements with shellfish. She's slowly getting off diet drinks. Any suggestions would be helpful. Thanks, Ben. Well, there's one of your biggest clues. She is slowly getting off diet drinks. None of this slow stuff. I mean, come on. You're 27 and you're diagnosed with lupus. You read what's in the breakdown components of some of these diet drinks. It mimics a lot of the pain that she's feeling in her joints, in fact. It could be caused by the artificial sweeteners in the diet drinks. Now, I'm not saying it's the only thing. I got to ask, does your daughter have mercury amalgams, dental fillings? They call them silver, but they're mostly mercury. Does she have them? Does she have a history of vaccinations that contain thimerosal? Did she get the HPV vaccination? Any number of things that could indicate a causative agent or agents in this autoimmune diagnosis of lupus. In terms of supplementation and food, you know, the basics that Ty Bollinger and I cover in Unlock the Power to Heal, Ben, get it for your daughter. If she reads it, it's very simple to understand, gives her a good background, and she can begin with the basics like we talk about, the selenium, the chromium, the silica, to repair and rebuild the system. We have immunomodulating substances we talk about from time to time here from beta-1-3-D glucan from Better Way Health. That's awesome, right? BetterWayHealth.com. You can utilize the silver hydrosol. We put many people on autoimmune conditions like lupus on a teaspoon orally 5 times daily for a prolonged period to rebuild their system. Now, of course, prednisone is designed for being a systemic anti-inflammatory of last resort. Unfortunately, they're using it much more widely than is, well, that should be prescribed. And it becomes a very dangerous immunosuppressant. It's like a chemo for your immune system. It's very liver toxic, which is one of the reasons why she's sick in the first place, because her liver's congested. By definition, this wouldn't be happening if her liver was in tip-top shape. But if she'd been on diet drinks and all the other crap that millennials have been drinking, and I'm not saying picking on millennials, because as a Gen Xer, I was eating and drinking a lot of crap too before I woke up at the age of 24, 3 years shy of 27, as your daughter's starting now. Good news is, if she starts now, it's not going to take her 27 years to undo it if she does the right thing. Detoxification, liver detox. You know, get the truth about detox. If you can go to The Truth About Cancer, have her view the videos there, the DVDs, or read the booklet that's there. Again, these are basically simple things you can do to undo this. But it's a concerted effort. It's not just, oh, I took a pill and I'm better tomorrow, right? It's a lifestyle. It's a wholesale lifestyle shift. And if she loves her diet sodas more than she loves feeling well, more than she loves her immune system, more than she loves her liver, there's nothing any of us can do until she's ready. And the question is, how much suffering do you need to be ready? And this is the recognition that, well, some people will suffer a lot more before they're ready. Others will be, I don't know, like me. I suffered for 24 years in my own right before I said enough is enough. Although I was begging, I was pleading, I was praying for help for about 5 or 6 years prior to that, or more, until the help finally arrived and I was able to recognize that homeopathy was another big play here. And your daughter can contact King Bio, kingbio.com. They're at 800-543-3245. And that alone is going to be extraordinary, because there are going to be remedies that can help with detox, help with lupus and autoimmune situations as well. So, Ben, if she wants to reach out to me, please have her do so. I'll be happy to answer more specific questions, but that should be a good starting point. Get Unlock the Power to Heal. That'll be a great gift for your daughter. Second question of the day is coming from Gloria. Hello, I'm a believer in naturopathic medicine. Just because it's healthier for you than taking traditional meds, allopathic meds, I should say, that may help the symptom of one thing but then could cause 10 other problems that Western medicine is not into treating the root cause of the problem, but rather treating the symptoms. Okay, you get that right. You got that right, Gloria. But how do you know who to trust, she asked. I went to what we thought was a very reputable doctor that was a book author, has a radio program, only to find out he was a scam, and the state took his chiropractic license away. They all want to push their vitamins and supplements. I understand, but when I say that we take Garden of Life vitamins that are whole food plant-based vitamins, the new doctor said that was junk. I don't believe that they are, which makes me wonder if this is another scam or not. This new doctor did what they call a cytoscan, and I just don't know if that's accurate as a tool or not. Western medicine will say no because they believe in giving medicines for everything that Eastern medicine does not. It's just frustrating. Because I'm trying to prevent a thyroid problem, Gloria continues, that runs in my family. Anyone have any advice as to what to really look for in a naturopathic doctor? Thanks, Gloria. Gloria, one answer. Roseanne Lindsay, there's a naturopathic doctor for you that won't scam you, that really will help you. And you can reach out to her, I think, via phone or Skype, I think, if you go to natureofhealing.org. Natureofhealing.org, she is of what we call the traditional naturopaths, because there are allopathic naturopaths. I've talked about them, the medical naturopathic doctors that go through National College and Bastyr. And I'm not talking ill of them. I'm just saying they're different. They're more medically oriented versus traditional naturopathy, which is truly rooted in nature and the natural order of the universe. It says we're going to help you that way. But you're right. It is a difficult terrain to manage, to navigate. Because we've all been so disconnected from reality of how to run our own bodies that we are vulnerable and susceptible to even naturally inclined doctors to be scammed by them. And I'm not saying they're all scamming us either, because they might mean well. They might truly be believing in what they're doing. But they only have one aspect or one perspective on what is right or correct for you, or maybe for everyone, and they apply it improperly for you. And the problem can be when even a natural doctor, or maybe especially a natural doctor, promotes their own supplements or sells to you the things that they profit off of. Just like we talked about the conflicts of interest with doctors that get paid more for doing certain procedures or selling certain drugs or promoting them. This is a human consciousness issue. I'm not saying that every doctor, natural or otherwise, that sells these things are scamming you. But how do you? It's the big question. It's the zillion-dollar question. How can you tell the difference? Kind of like yesterday when I went on some kind of existential rant about WikiLeaks. I don't know where I went, Super Don, but I know it was like you were going Twilight Zone on me, or I was going Twilight Zone on you.
I was doing crossword puzzles.
Right. Yeah. I just said, you know, there is a truth detector we all have. It's our gut. It's our heart. We can muscle test. We can tap. We talk about that with Dr. King. There are many ways that we can get quiet and pray, contemplate, be open to the gifts, the messages, the whispers from spirit, or else we get bonked by a 2x4. In this case, maybe this doctor who wasn't right for you. I bring up a Roseanne Lindsay because I know she has integrity, and there are other naturopaths like her that go through the Trinity School of Natural Health are great, and they'll help you. And if they can't, they should, in integrity, guide you to who can. And that's what I love doing, directing folks to the people who can help. And if you haven't read Unlock the Power to Heal, a lot of the things you probably can do yourself. Or you can use that as a litmus or yardstick to say that makes sense or doesn't make sense when a doctor comes at you with a Zytoscan, whether that's right for you or not. All right, I hope that's helpful, Gloria. I feel your pain. No, I don't. I know what you're saying, though.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid put on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, rocking the hills world. We got Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger coming up shortly. And Tony Muhammad from Nation of Islam is going to join us on the issue of the danger of vaccines mandated by federal government, the CDC whistleblower, and more. That's going to be a fascinating next hour, so you don't want to miss that. If you do, of course, you can go to the archives available all over the place. Just do a Google search or go to robertscottbell.com. You'll find them. There's a link in, I think, one of the drop-down menus or something where you just click it. How does it go, Super Don? You just click it, it goes to archives or something?
To get to the archives?
Yeah. What's the pay? It's like I'm looking at it now, and it says show archives. Yeah. How easy can that be?
No drop-down menu. It's super simple. Okay. You just click on it, and it takes you right to a player. And then when you get to the player, if there's a specific episode that you want to play, you click on it, it will take you to SoundCloud.
Okay, good. So we'll try to make it easy for y'all, all y'all. Okay, if you miss it. All right, folks. Well, listen, have you ever been in an awkward situation like you're – maybe you're at a work environment and there's like that one guy or gal or transgender that annoys the hell out of you. And you're like, how do I get out of this? Right? What do I do? Right? Well, now there's an app for that. And I think it's it must be a Chrome extension. It's called like
it's
Google
a browser
Chrome
extension.
Browser extension.
That,
okay.
Yeah. On the Chrome browser, you know, like on your computer.
Yeah.
For especially people who use PCs. You know, not like those weird Apple people.
What's wrong with them?
Yeah, you know, I should almost put that on my list of things that goes with the toilet paper roll going the wrong way and pineapple pizza. It's Apple computers.
Oh, good Lord. Now, you're going to upset, you know, at least a percentage of our audience, including the host of the show.
Yeah, I just gave Steve Feld another picture to make.
Uh-oh.
But, So it's the Chrome browser, you know, like Explorer, but it's Chrome, Google. Mm-hmm. And you can install this app, and it puts a little button up on the browser.
Right.
And then what you can do is, in the event that, like, one of these annoying people that always comes by your desk to talk to you about their dog or what they ate for lunch or whatever, if they come up, you can click on this little button and save yourself from the conversation.
Well, what's it called? What's this app called?
It's called Nope.
Nope. N-O-P-E, nope. All right.
That's correct.
Well, let's give a listen. I think we got an audio clip about it. Maybe it'll help you develop an effective exit strategy when the annoying coworker shows up at your cubicle.
There's a new Chrome browser extension called Nope, and it saves the day. All you have to do is press a little button on your computer, and it rings your desk phone. The voice on the other end of the line talks you through your exit strategy.
You know, it sounds like the exit strategy you normally had to do by, you know, connecting with a girlfriend to say, you know, I'm on this blind date. If it really sucks, I'll surreptitiously text you, and then you call me back, all right? So it sounds like there's an app now, but it's only if you have a Chrome browser, so it might not work on a date, but if you're in the office. Let's give a listen to what Nope actually does. What kind of directions will you get should this happen?
Hello. On the count of three, put your hand to your mouth and alarm as if you're hearing bad news. Don't look sad, just look concerned. One, two, three. At this point, your colleagues may be staring at you. Wave them off and point at the phone so they look away.
Wow, it's very specific. You're not confused at all. Okay, I'm just going to do what it says, and looking at the phone, I can't talk to you right now. Wild.
That is so cool. You know that guy, it's funny, I hadn't thought about this, but it reminds me of that scene from The Matrix when Neo is in his office and Morpheus calls him on the phone, go to the end of the aisle, duck.
Yes. Duck right now.
Just
don't ask questions. Nope has got your back. I wonder what else it can tell you or what else if you should say. I mean, are there more things we should know here?
Now, Nope also advises you on what you should say out loud to make the pesky coworker think you're really tied up. Things like, yes, of course I can talk now. What's the matter? Nope hopes your buddy catches the drift and then moves on to maybe their next victim.
All right. Well, we've come a full circle now that, like, robot apps are telling us how to interact appropriately in social situations to get out of them. I thought creative imagination, humor, other things would work, but perhaps now the era of technology, Google Chrome apps to the rescue. I don't know what I think about that. I'm not so certain I want to rely on that.
I think whoever it was that put this together had a great sense of humor. It's pretty creative.
I will give them their props for a humorous app if you want to get out of an awkward social situation. But again, you know, you lose creativity if you rely solely on apps to do the work that your creative imagination, which is a gift from God, once again, and you want to turn that over to a mindless drone coming through your computer browser. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger next. Antonio Mohammed's going to join us. We'll talk about vaccine dangers. Also, the Brzezinski update, too, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.